Welcome to my podcast today. Today we're going to be discussing the topic of the 60 Scoop and how it affected thousands of Canadian Indigenous people.
The 60 Scoop was a super dark time in Canadian history. And to really understand it, we need to look back and see what was really wrong with it. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Sit back, grab some snacks, grab your favorite drink, and enjoy. Personally, I've done a lot of research on the topic of the 60 Scoops, and I figured out between the years of 1960 and the mid-1980s, over 11,000 children were taken from their homes. I imagine some of the people that are listening here are also parents. How would you feel if you just wake up one day, government official come to your house, take away your children, you have no option, no choice, no nothing. You have no idea where they're going to end up, if they're going to be safe, if they're going to be okay. But this was a reality for many Indigenous people in Canada. This was a reality that they had to live day by day with. Indigenous families were deemed unfit for child care. They were pretty much told that they did not have the proper resources, proper community, proper living environment to raise their own children. Now, this was a terrible reality for some people, and they had to deal with it day by day. As a result from the 60 Scoop, many children that have found out their actual culture are now suing the Canadian government for fair compensation due to the unfair circumstances that they were adopted. These circumstances are just because the U.S. or the Canadian government decided that their families were unfit to raise them properly. This reality affected thousands of Indigenous children through the years of 1960 to the mid-1980s. The 60 Scoop was a very dark time in Canadian history. Now, the Canadian government are still facing the fact that they actually did this over 30 years ago. They realize that it's wrong. They realize that they really messed up and ruined a lot of people's lives. Some of these children didn't even know their biological parents, never growing up with their actual family. Some of these children were even abused and put in inhumane living conditions due to the fact that they were just adopted into random families. This is a very harsh reality to face for young children, children that are anywhere between the age of, say, 6 months old to 10 years old. These kids had no idea what was going on at all. They were just stripped from their homes, put in other people's homes. They had no choice. Yeah, it's just sad to think about that our government could actually do this to random people. Like, it's genocide. It's mass genocide. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. I really hope I taught you something, and I hope you could learn from the experiences of the 60 Scoop. Even though the 60 Scoop was a dark time in Canadian history, we can still learn something from it. We can learn that, yes, it's a very hard thing to deal with for us. But understandably, the government is finally giving fair compensation to the people who have been affected during this, even though some of the people have still not found their actual parents or anything. They don't know where they came from still. Some of them do not, but other people have found their biological parents and their families. I hope you can learn something about from my podcast today on the 60 Scoop. Tune in next week for what came first, the chicken or the egg. Have a great day and see you guys all later. Bye.